In recent months, NATO has been deploying more and more of its battle groups near to Russia's borders in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, and in the Black Sea. It's in response to what the alliance describes as a more assertive Russia in the context of the conflict in Ukraine. For its part, Moscow last month coordinated military exercises in Belarus. Following a NATO-Russia Council meeting in Brussels, it was claimed the Kremlin failed to stay within agreed parameters of not deploying more than 13,000 troops during the military manoeuvres.
There were discrepancies between what the Russians told us before and the actual exercise that took place.
Russia insists just 12,700 troops were involved in the exercise, which it called Zapad, which is Russian for West.
NATO countries are counting all the military activities that took place in the Russian Federation and counting them as a part of Zapad. We don't accept the propaganda about the Russian exercises. It was an unprecedented propaganda attack.
The Kremlin has made it clear it is more than happy to improve relations with Western powers. Some analysts say those powers should be making a much greater effort in this regard.
At the European level, I haven't managed to build trustworthy relations with the decision makers in Moscow. They need Moscow decision makers, Moscow and Russian politicians. They need much more empathy than we wanted to invest in such a relationship.
Amid strained relations, close encounters between Russian and NATO warplanes and naval vessels have increased in recent months. There is no sign that tensions are set to ease. It's believed that NATO defense ministers will announce further military exercises close to Russia's borders when they meet here on the 8th and 9th of next month. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at NATO headquarters, Brussels.